It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Greg Gutfeld.
I'm Liz Claman, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Tuesday, April 25th, 2023. I'm John Saucier. Let's talk about 2024. It's getting closer and closer, and of course, that's an election year, one in which President Joe Biden says he will be running for re-election. So the question that will be posed to voters is, did Mr. Biden do enough in his first term to earn a second one?
Joe Biden is not hateable. He's much harder to hate. At the same time, he's really hard to love. I think the only strong supporter of Joe Biden in the USA right now is Jill Biden.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The announcement we were all expecting, we got on Tuesday when President Biden dropped a 3-minute-long video on social media to announce that he's running for re-election.
Every generation of Americans has faced a moment when they have to defend democracy. Stand up for our personal freedom. Stand up for the right to vote and our civil rights. And this is our moment.
It's a tricky situation for some Democrats who might prefer someone else besides Mr. Biden, but also for Republicans who may not like Joe, but also don't want to see another matchup against Donald Trump. A lot can change between now and November of next year, but today we're looking at how this election landscape is starting to shape up.
I did watch the announcement. I thought it was well produced. A part of me wondered as if it was too well produced.
Our guest today is the director of the Fox News Decision Desk, Arnon Mishkin.
Because one of the realities of Joe Biden, the major reality of Joe Biden is he's 80 years old. He doesn't talk that well. He's not as eloquent as he once was. Let's be real here. No matter what you think of the guy, he stumbles over the teleprompter and stuff like that. And I thought that this was such a well-produced video that it's almost like inconsistent with the person you're going to see in real life when he's on the clips on the TV. And I thought that was sort of a negative. I think the other thing about Joe Biden is the best thing I can say about Joe Biden and the worst thing I can say about him is he's a boring old guy. And that's the worst thing you can say about him. He's pretty boring. He's old. It's the best thing for him because he's really hard to hate. It's like, do you hate Grandpa? Not really. And I think this is one of the challenges Republicans have because you can motivate the sort of core of the Republican base. But people in the middle cannot hate Joe Biden the way you could, for example. Many people in the middle hated Barack Obama. Many people hated Donald Trump. Joe Biden is not hateable. He's much harder to hate. At the same time, he's really hard to love. I think the only strong supporter of Joe Biden in the USA right now is Jill Biden.
Right.
I think everyone else is sort of, yeah, he's fine.
It's kind of like white bread, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing wrong with it, but it's not multigrain. It's not wheat. It's just there. And, you know, it's reliable. It's going to get you through, but it's not going to wow you. Now, with President Biden's campaign in 2020, he ran an interesting campaign. It was largely remote. Didn't have the big rallies, and he was actually criticized for almost staying out of the spotlight in that presidential campaign. This 24 one, do you think he's going to be able to do that? Do you see the strategy changing?
I think they don't want to change the strategy. Look, Joe Biden didn't run for president in 2020. Donald Trump was running for president, and there was this guy who was not Donald Trump who was also on offer. And that guy won the Electoral College by much smaller margin than the popular vote and much smaller margin than a lot of people expected. But that was how they won. They won because they were running against Trump. They didn't win because he gave such a compelling narrative. And I think that's the challenge they have right now is they don't have, you know, what I was saying to someone is like, you know, boring old guy, you can translate boring old guy to wise man. And sometimes you need the boring wise man to sort of make judgments and that's what the country needs. When I watched that video today, I did not see that sense of this is our narrative. This is why boring old guy is what you need right now. And I think that's what they need. And the other thing I think they need, which was also missing, is one of the ways that Ronald Reagan, and Reagan had the same problem. He was a little younger than Trump, but he had the same problem. He's old. Has he lost a step or two? the Reagan people did a great job of saying, by the way, Reagan's not in charge. The team is in charge. And the people who opposed him said, you know, he's not really in charge. And it's like, yeah, that's right. It was all these other people are making decisions. But guess what? When people looked at those other people, they said, I'd rather have them making the decisions than the Democrats or whatever. And I think that the Biden people need to take a page from that and say, you know, maybe he's not really totally in charge. Maybe the other people are really in charge, but he's the chairman of the board. He's the guy who sort of directs these people, and they're doing a really good job. And so I thought they should have done – they probably should have presented a lot of those sort of co-stars in that video, and they didn't have that.
All right, you mentioned former President Donald Trump. Obviously, he's running also. We got that announcement a while ago. I think, though, a lot of the sentiment in the United States is there's a lot of people out there who don't want to see a repeat of that 2020 election. They don't want the choices being Joe Biden and Donald Trump once again. Do you get that same sense?
Oh, absolutely. I think at least two-thirds of the Democratic Party are saying in polls that they think Biden is too old. They want someone else to be running. To which the Biden White House and the Democratic Party is kind of saying, tough noogies, okay? This is what's on offer. This is what you got. And guess what? Those people who think he's too old, they're Democrats. They're going to vote for the guy. And I teach a class at Northeastern University, and most of the kids, I think, are Democrats. And I said that to them, and you could see every head in that room nodding. It's like, yeah, he's too old, and yes, I'm going to vote for the guy. So it's like that's the problem on the Democratic side. On the Republican side, the challenge is that Trump has a core set of supporters who, unlike with Joe Biden, they love Donald Trump.
Right.
And they are solid supporters of his. They're not going anywhere. And so there is a really good chance that he will, again, have the nomination. And to the rest of the country that doesn't want to repeat, I'm sorry, but that's what's on television tonight.
Joe is going to give it another go. But has he earned another 4 years in the White House? Probably depends on who you ask and what their political leanings are. But the fact of the matter is, historically, it's very difficult to unseat an incumbent president who's running for re-election. Today, we're speaking with Arnon Mishkin, who's the director of the Fox News Decision Desk. He's got some interesting comparisons of Joe Biden and Ronald Reagan, who may have represented different parties, but are dealing with some of the same campaign issues. It's not too soon to look ahead to 2024, and we'll do more of that for you next. There is a maybe wild card, though, in this whole equation. A guy named Ron DeSantis, the governor from Florida. He is not announced yet, but does seem, at least in some of the initial polling, to be a strong candidate. Maybe not specifically against Trump, but the numbers for DeSantis do look a little bit better against Biden. Do you think DeSantis can position himself as someone who is similar to Trump, but not the exact same, to somehow weave his way through that Republican nomination process?
That is clearly the DeSantis strategy. I think the challenge for DeSantis is he's had a rough couple of months recently. He, you know, Trump has been hammering him, and Trump is really good at hammering people. And DeSantis has not figured out a way to punch back. And by the way, I don't blame the guy. It's 6 years. No Republican has figured out a way to punch back against Donald Trump, no matter how much they want to. So that's a challenge. I also would look at some of the other candidates that sort of aren't there that I still think might have a chance to break through. And the ones I'd point to, the first one is Tim Scott of South Carolina. The thing I like about Tim Scott is he has a really optimistic attitude. He has a really optimistic message. And I think that is always the sweet spot for me of American politics. I think Nikki Haley, she had a few missteps, but I think she's still there. I would never underestimate Mike Pence. He's the easiest person in American politics to underestimate. But he has, I think, solid support amongst the evangelical community. He is a true evangelical. And that constituency is really important to the Republican.
Some of the early primary states, too. Yeah, it's a big deal.
Iowa, South Carolina, Midwest, and other places. So I wouldn't discount him. And I wonder if there's someone else out there, like Brian Kemp, who, you know— Brian Kemp is a true Trumper. He is a solid supporter of the Trump policies, and yet he's completely independent of Trump. Because of the way he stood up to him in the aftermath of the 2020 election, and he stood up to him in a way that didn't get him any enemies on the Republican side, unlike Pence, who I think created a few enemies when he stood up to Donald Trump. So I wouldn't be surprised to see a Brian Kemp boomlet coming.
What about someone like the governor of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin? I mean, he made that the huge win there and did it on the parental rights issue there with schools.
I think I'm without question, when Glenn Youngkin shaves in the morning, he sees a future president. Whether he's really going to go for it, I don't know at this stage, but I wouldn't, you know, I would. And the other thing about Glenn Youngkin is he has a stash of cash in his bank account. And so he can self-fund for at least a period of time. So he could have legs.
Okay, let's look on the Democratic side, because of the big knock against Joe Biden, something you were talking about, he's old. He's 80 right now. He's going to be 81 in November. You mentioned he's stumbling over his words quite a bit. He does all those funny little grandpa things that it's cute when your grandparents do it, but when it's the most powerful man in the world, it does make you a little bit nervous sometime. Do you see a Democrat who could be a legit challenger for the nomination there? I mean, so far we've seen Marianne Williamson. We've seen RFK Jr. Okay, we know them, but do they really move the needle? Who might be able to step up to the plate on the Democratic side?
I don't think... The way the party is structured right now, the way the donors are structured, I think there are a whole bunch of people on the Democratic side who are sort of in case of emergency break glass, and I'm here and I'm available, and they're doing stuff to travel the country and talk about how much they support Joe Biden, but they're available in the event that something happens that prevents Biden from running.
You don't think Gavin Newsom, the governor of California?
I don't think Gavin Newsom will step into it because he'll step into it. If he tries it immediately, it'll be sort of you're trying to hurt the party here. On the other hand, the one person that I sort of look at and think, RFK Jr. He has got a magical name in the Democratic Party, a truly magical name. And he's a bit of a Looney Tune, I mean, in terms of a lot of his positions on not just on the mRNA vaccine for COVID, but on measles vaccines and other stuff. He's been a bit of a Looney Tune. On the other hand, you can see how with that name, he could put a dent possibly in Joe Biden in some of the early primaries. And maybe then you get something that enables someone to say, you know something, Biden's not going to be the nominee. He's clearly not strong enough to carry the ticket in this year. And here I am. My name is Gavin Newsom, or my name is Pritzker, or my name is, Kamala Harris will always be available.
So that's where I wanted to go next. You're talking about the ticket. Kamala Harris, the vice president, hasn't been the most popular political figure in her time there. There's been a number of turnover within her staff. She was initially named border czar. We all know what's going on with the southern border. And since then, she's kind of stayed out of the spotlight for the most part. Do you think she's a definite to be the on the Biden ticket? Is she a definite vice presidential pick for a second Biden term?
I think that was the news today. In that video, Kamala Harris is well featured. The logo is Biden Harris. So I think that she's the, if Biden is the nominee, she's the VP. And I think that's settled law. On the other hand, you're absolutely right. She has not been a stellar vice president. They have tried and they haven't done a great job of managing her, or she hasn't done a great job of managing herself. And that's a weakness that ticket has, because assume Biden is the nominee. Assume they're running for president. We're in the throes of the election. The vice president for an 80-year-old candidate is really important. And people will think about that individual more than they think about what Barack Obama's vice president, who happened to be Joe Biden.
Right.
Because it's a young guy. You're not going to think about that. And frankly, one of the things that I think helped Ronald Reagan is he had a fairly boring but totally acceptable vice president in the father of W. Bush,
George H.W.
And I think that was a very they helped them a great deal in the reelection effort.
All right, gear up. We're doing it again. 2024, Arnon Mishkin, the director of the Fox News Decision Desk. Thanks for being with us here on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast.
Thank you very much for having me.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in freefall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.